My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. It's my journal of my particular creative life, coming to you from the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media in Southern California. Today is Czech's calendar, the 23rd of September, 2025, and it's Czech's clock. It's about 8 minutes before 7 o'clock in the evening. This is a periodic podcast in which I just talk about what's been going on in my creative life, as well as some of the things I've been thinking about when it comes to creativity, especially writing, especially independent publishing, and everything that kind of goes into that. Who am I to be talking about this kind of stuff? Well, I've been an independent publisher in one form or another since the late 1980s, when I was doing print zines using razor blades and glue sticks and photocopy machines, to one of the first online periodicals in the late 90s, one of the first email magazines, email distributed magazines, we call them newsletters today, in the early aughts. And then in 2005, my first novel, Brave Men Run, was the first novel in history, with a simultaneous initial release in paperback and several ebook formats and free podcast editions. Speaking of podcasting, I've been doing that for about 20 years now, coming up on 21 next month. And my day job is helping other creators bring their works to fruition, to market, and to an audience. So when I talk about my own creative life, sometimes it intersects with how I'm helping other folks and all aspects of that sort of thing, which is what I want to sort of touch on before I get into whatever it is that I've been doing since we last spoke. I have been noticing a trend, mostly on YouTube, having to do with how much YouTube is changing and how much content creators, which is a silly phrase, we are all, if we're creating something and putting it online, we are creating content. But specifically those of us who, you know, release works out into the world, everything is different, so claim the YouTube gurus, when it comes to how content creators can succeed. And the big thing they keep talking about is now it's so important to be authentic. I get what they're saying. There are an awful lot of, especially on YouTube, these 2 and 3 and 6 hour documentaries that are just cobbled together stock footage and an AI-generated voice yammering on, regurgitating whatever it is, history of some lost civilization or what have you. These are usually faceless videos. Sometimes they have an animated avatar, but there's no discernible person or personality behind it. We've all heard that video narrator voice, and it's so instantly recognizable now. But it's not just in videos. You see it also beginning to happen in podcasting. And of course, publishing, independent publishing of books and music is not immune to this infiltration of AI-generated content. And so the wisdom goes, the latest wisdom says, it's more important than ever to be authentic when you present yourself online, when you release your content, when you interact in social media or on a video or a podcast, what have you. It's I've heard some of them refer to it as your secret weapon is to actually be authentic. My thought is, well, I have, I guess, two thoughts. The first thought is, yeah, sure, there's going to be a backlash. There is a backlash against this canned and they call it AI slop content. But my other thought, as someone who has been preaching the DIY ethic and personal branding and being the same person you are online as you are in person, and transparency within the limits of other people's privacy and respecting that. Coming to it from that perspective and living that for as long as I've been on the internet, which is since the late 90s, as I mentioned, my second thought is, what the hell have you been doing if you haven't been being authentic? If you haven't been being real? I guess, in one way, you know, I realize that I'm seeing all this content about now you have to be authentic, and this is the only way you're going to beat the algorithm and rise above is to just be yourself and don't be polished and don't be, you know, anything other than what you are and that kind of thing. I guess one of the reasons I'm seeing that is because of the algorithm, which of course has been trained on my own viewing habits. And yeah, I've been watching and listening to a lot of content about, in particular about, how to do YouTube today, now, which is very different from how to do YouTube a couple of years ago. So I know that what I'm seeing is weighted, and you may not be seeing the same prevalence. I mean, like, it's like everybody is following the same script out there with their content about authenticity and how to succeed with your podcast, with your blog, with a YouTube channel, and how it all hinges on just being yourself. And I just say, yeah, that's, if you haven't been doing that all along, and there isn't some compelling reason, like you're in witness protection, or you're afraid that what you're saying or doing is going to put you in danger somehow. If you haven't been being authentic, again, what in the hell have you been doing? Who are you that we're seeing and listening to and reading? So, yeah, go ahead and be authentic. A few episodes ago, right, was it the first or second episode of this podcast? My premise was, what if we just talked? What if there was a podcast where I just talked to you as me? And that's nothing revolutionary to me. But I guess it must kind of be. Everything old is new again, right? When I first got online, I mean, yeah, we might have had our handles, our aliases, but nobody was, you know, thinking about personal branding or creating this online persona. We were just, you know, bozos on that bus, right? That's a reference, kiddies. I'll try to find the source and put it in the show notes, which you can find at mattselznick.com. Just look for the show notes for this episode, which I believe is episode 6 of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. We were all just folks, at least the circles that I frequented online, whether it was, you know, in the blogosphere or before that in Usenet news groups or on IRC chat. in AOL chat rooms, in Prodigy chat rooms, and so on and so forth. There is a practical reason for just being who you are when you present yourself online. If you're an author or whatever your creative thing is, you know, your creative thing might be fiction. It might not speak with your voice, but you get out there, right? And you speak in your voice to promote the thing, right? As I tell my clients pretty much every time I get a new client and they ask me things like, well, should I create a website for my book or for me? Look, people like books. People love individual books, but people are fans of the author. And if that author presents themselves as they truly are, you know, without the, hey guys, internet voice, whether it's written or audio or on video, if they just present themselves as a real person, that gives the potential reader or viewer or listener or whatever, let's narrow it to books and writing, that gives the reader a person to connect to. Readers are your peers. When you write that book, as soon as you release it into the world, it becomes a collaborative effort. There's the thing that you created with the intention that you have regarding how it's perceived and enjoyed, hopefully. And there's what the reader gets out of it, filtered through their own unique perspectives and life experience and all of that. The end result is not always, really, probably never, precisely what you intended. It's a collaborative engagement. Readers are our colleagues. And so it just makes sense that when you are building your platform, when you're building your personal brand, when you're creating an online presence with the purpose of hopefully getting more people to read the things that you write and release into the world, it just makes sense to build a connection with those readers and those potential readers. What better way than to present yourself as simply a human being, who you are? Imperfect, unpolished. That connection creates empathy. And when we feel empathy for another person, we feel what they feel. And so naturally, we are in their corner. We want them to feel good. We want them to succeed. And if we enjoy what they write, well, we want them to write more stuff because that's good for us, right? As readers, we get to read more of the stuff that we enjoy. We get to read more stuff we enjoy. The author gets to write more and maybe make a living. It's a collaborative effort. And together, because of that authenticity, that transparency, to some degree, that vulnerability that the author presents, because of that, a community is built. That's what you want. You want a community. You don't want fans. You don't want an audience. You want people who are invested in your success. One of the best ways to do that is to just be you. I have a longtime listeners of this show and the show before it that I had, Sonatotum, know that I like to say, I make things for people who like the kinds of things I make. And that might sound glib, but really what it is it speaks to that sort of self-selection, right? I want to surround myself. I want my community of readers, my community of friends and fans to be folks who don't just like what I create, but they like the guy who made it. If you don't like the kinds of things I make, by default, you're probably not part of the community. And it's a little strong to say, if you're not part of the community, you don't matter. But what I mean is, as an author, as a marketer promoting my stuff, if my stuff isn't for you, why spend the energy trying to change your mind? I'd rather find the people who dig what I dig, who come to art for the same reasons I come to art, and who find entertainment, resonance, in the things that I make. I make things for people who like the kinds of things I make. I attract those people in dribs and drabs by being me. And hopefully by writing stuff that's objectively worth experiencing, right? So it amuses me that the online content gurus are all in on authenticity, seemingly all of a sudden, or really again. But it also really gives me pause in a positive way. Positive way. Because the cycle has come around again. The thing that I have always believed in, the thing that I always have promoted and endorsed, that authenticity, that vulnerability, that transparency, I guess it's back in vogue, and we can thank the machines for that. So that, I see a bit of an opportunity there. And it tells me that it's time to, you know, kind of get a little more serious about this content creation side of things. So, first of all, does any of that make sense to you? If it does, I hope that however you're consuming this, whether you're subscribed to the audio version of the podcast, by the way, sidebar, a podcast is audio. If you're watching this, that's not a podcast, it's a YouTube video. If you're subscribed to the audio version of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts, then I hope you'll take a moment to rate and review the show. If you're not subscribed, by the way, of course, it's free. Whatever you're using to listen to Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates right now, there's probably a one-click way to subscribe so you never miss an episode when they come out. If you're watching this on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, then please, same thing. Please subscribe to the channel. And please, click the like, the little thumbs up, and the bell so you get notified when new videos come out. Because I'm going to be doing more than just Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates on the YouTube channel. I'm going to be creating more regularly. There will still be these episodes of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates where I talk about kind of what's on my mind, but also, you know, go over what I've been doing in my own creative life recently or since the last time I spoke to you. But I'm going to be doing other videos on, this is kind of a dry run, really, on more of the philosophical side of things, on the my own thoughts based on my quarter century and then some as an independent content creator before the web, before any of this, and as a pioneer, as the various new media and independent publishing platforms came into being. I've got a lot to say, and I think it can be helpful. So I'm going to be doing more, you know, sort of on-target videos about that kind of stuff. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, however you consume it. And I'll appreciate that. And but as I was saying, does this make sense to you? does the reasons for being authentic, other than the fact that, hello, it's just easier than creating some sort of persona that you have to kind of keep track of and get in the head of and put on the mask. Does that make sense in terms of a strategy in creating your online platform and in building your personal brand, but also just as a way of interacting with your fellow humans? Because it is another human out there engaging with the thing that you've put online, right? All right. So what's been going on with me creatively since last we spoke? It's been almost a month since the last episode was recorded of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, a bit less than a month since it was released. And I have been primarily focused, first, I had kind of a bummer thing happen, which was the power supply on my desktop computer took a crapper. And took a couple days to kind of narrow it down to that being the issue. I am 90% sure that's the issue. And, you know, a new power supply for that particular machine is probably, you know, a decent one, $80 to $100. I'm putting off replacing it because I could use that $80 for something else that's more pressing. And because I do have a laptop that is, with the exception of having a less powerful graphics card than the desktop computer, is perfectly suitable for pretty much everything I need to do. And that's what I'm recording this on right now. I've got the laptop over here. I've got it hooked up to my, 30-inch, what do they call it? Cinema resolution monitor. And, you know, I've got the regular keyboard going and the mouse and, you know, all that stuff. Everything is hooked together and working just fine. There are a couple of things that I'm more limited on. I have two graphics tablets. One is without a screen and one is with a screen. It's much, much easier to use the one with the screen, but I don't have enough HDMI ports on my laptop to keep that hooked up and also have the dual monitor situation that I've got going. So, and I use that tablet, that drawing tablet, to work on, first of all, it's very helpful when I'm doing graphics editing in my day job, helping authors and podcasters and other creators get their own stuff out into the world. But also working on my world building for the Shaper's World, my fantasy setting. So it's slowed me down on doing some of that stuff, which is a bummer. And also, maybe it was even just last episode, I talked about wanting to learn 3D computer graphics and environment design and character design in Unreal Engine and in Blender. Can still use Blender, can still mostly use Unreal, but it almost immediately throws up a video memory, all out of video memory. Warning. And one of the things I was really excited about in Unreal Engine was that their MetaHuman Creator, which lets you create almost photorealistic 3D characters, it just doesn't work on the laptop. It just doesn't have the juice. The NVIDIA card in the laptop is a few generations behind the one that was in the desktop. And so my world has gotten a little smaller for now. But on the other hand, you know what? I'm kind of embracing it. It's narrowed my focus. I don't have any games on the laptop. So I'm not taking 20-minute Fortnite breaks once or twice or three or four times a day just because it's there. right? That's good. And I'm focused more on things like getting my new website up and running. Very close on that. At the rate these Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates episodes come out, it's a good chance the next one I'll be able to tell you about the new website. It's really close. And yeah, just working more with words, right? Less with graphics and video, fortunately, still works just fine. That was the big sort of dent. There's always something, right, that's happened. The sinkhole in the road since I last spoke to you. The other thing is I had about a week to myself in the house. And I realized during that week that the burnout is still a thing. With a little less structure because there wasn't someone else in the house to, you know, attend to and consider. And, you know, anytime you live with someone, of course, you're working around each other's schedules and, you know, making sure everybody has what they need and when. It was just me and the cat and the dog. So I could be a little more fluid. And I took a lot of downtime. And for once, I didn't really punish myself for not just filling those 6 or 7 days with every possible thing I could do. I had toyed with recording at long last, recording the audiobook for that first novel I mentioned. You know, it would have been like a marathon session over 3 or 4 days. I did not, because it was more important to me to just not push. And that's, honestly, that's, I'm glad that I did that. Because, yeah, I stayed up pretty late some nights working on this and that, mostly the website and you know, doing some of that free range creativity and free range learning that I talk about. But I didn't have a giant intention for that week. I didn't much have that sense of, oh no, you know, there's only a few days left and I haven't done anything. There's a little bit of that. It snuck in now and then. I took a couple of naps. It's not something I usually do. So the computer dying, thank goodness for the laptop. I'm treating it very, very well, right? Getting that week to myself was nice. Pushing on the website. And as always, thinking about YouTube, thinking about how I can leverage not just this podcast in all its forms, but also my YouTube channel toward my own creative endeavors and toward building my creative services business. As I mentioned, I help authors and podcasters and other creators bring their stuff to life and to the world. If you want to learn more about that, you should go to mattselznick.com/services. Of course, you know, you go to the homepage and you'll see the links right there. If you think, let's put this out there. If you think I'm somebody that you might want to work with, maybe I can help you with your new book or finishing that new book or doing all the things that it takes to self-publish that new book. Let's have a little conversation. Let's have a discovery call for free. We can chat for an hour or so and see if we're a good fit. See if what you need and what I can offer and if they match and if we're a match, if we like each other. You can go to selznick.me/discovery and you can book a call. We'll talk on Zoom. If you want to talk just on the phone, we can do that too. Selznick.me/discovery. selznick.me/discovery. There's a link to the booking, discovery call booking, on the services page at Matt Selznick as well, mattselznick.com as well. As I mentioned, you know, earlier, I'm encouraged by the general trend, which I saw coming. Of course, the rubber band has to snap back. The general trend toward desiring content from humans, by humans, for humans, rather than this AI slop that's filling up, our interwebs. I see an opportunity. It's up to me, as it will be up to you, to figure out how to best exploit that opportunity in the service of building that community of friends and fans and clients. All right. As always, right, I always want your thoughts on these things. The easiest thing to do is to just email me at matt@mattselznick.com, matt@mattselznick.com, matt@mattselznick.com. You can also, of course, leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, number 6. Or you can leave a comment if you're consuming this on the YouTube channel. You can, of course, leave a comment right there, right below there. You're watching it right now. There it is, down there. You know what to do. Let me know what you think about the somehow revolutionary idea that it's better to be authentic as opposed to putting on airs or creating a persona when communicating with the people out there that you would like to experience your stuff. Matt@mattselznick.com, or the show notes for Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, number 6, @mattselznick.com, or just leave a comment here on the YouTube video. All right. I think that's about it. I took a triple shot today. I had the second of my shingles vaccine shots, and I got a COVID booster, and I got a flu shot. I am beginning to think, some 9 hours after the fact, that it is starting to hit. The last time I got my shingles, the first of two shingles shots, I had nasty chills and night sweats that night. Who knows what's going to happen tonight with the cocktail that I've got in me tonight. But I'm beginning to think it's starting to rear its head. Feeling a little tiny bit off. So that's going to be it. Better get out while I still can, right? Before this video turns into something else entirely. You think I'm rambling now? Try me with a fever. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.